Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some things going on in Tampa, St. Pete right now involving that stadium and that team that might make you think a few things, and anxious to get BA's thoughts on that, plus the Guardians. We're going to talk some Guardians in a second here. But Menigan prides himself on finding off-the-beaten-path things to talk about.
Well, this one more than anything.
I wasn't done teeing you up.
Well, then, my apologies, please.
Perhaps he's either outdone himself on this one, or this is the end of Menigan trying to find things off the beaten path.
This is more of just an FYI, be safe to anybody who is out there than anything else.
So we're a public service thing, is what you're saying.
Because thanks to the Odyssey app, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere in the country, right? And possibly out of the country. There's an ongoing argument about that one.
Okay.
If you are listening to us and you live in South Carolina, listen up. Because there's a problem where 43 monkeys have escaped from a research facility in South Carolina. And they are advising everybody in the general Yamassee area to lock their windows and lock their doors because there are 43 monkeys just running around all over the place like this is Jumanji.
Didn't I see this on an episode of Law and Order?
It may have been one of them. So these primates are on the loose as of Thursday evening. They have not caught any of them.
You're gonna go primates? You just can't call them.
I'm reading
cute,
it directly cute, from the CNN
cute
piece
little
that I have
fellas
here.
Cute little fellas.
This is from the CNN piece that I'm taking this from. They are believed to be in the wooded region surrounding the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center.
Well, sure.
According to the police department, they have informed people that residents are strongly advised to keep doors and windows secure to prevent these animals from entering homes. Because, you know, they do look friendly, but they are monkeys in the same way.
They have a tendency to trash things up. You let them in the house, going to have to call a cleaner.
They're fun. They get ornery. Supposedly, you don't really need to worry about rabies because they haven't been tested on or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. But good golly, be careful if you're in South Carolina because the last thing you need is a monkey to climb into the house and come say hi or to come home and see your kid playing in a dollhouse with a monkey.
It's a great idea.
They are fun.
So if you happen to travel to the Carolinas and you see monkeys, he's Dan Menigan, and he's here to serve you.
According to the police chief, they are described as being very skittish and will congregate in groups.
Really?
They are nonviolent, but may be growing restless due to hunger. Yup.
We know that feeling.
That's what we need, a bunch of hungry monkeys running around. That's going to turn out well.
Hungry monkeys, huh?
That's going to turn out great.
It sounds like a movie.
This has happened before in the area, too, in 2016, so this isn't the first time.
And they put it on Law and Order.
That the monkeys are wild, but hey, just an FYI to anybody in South Carolina, don't feed the animals, but also stay away from the animals.
Okay. Dan Menigan here to serve you.
That's what I'm here for.
Brian Anderson's going to join us coming up at noon. Guardians so far and this offseason, relatively quiet. They re-signed Austin Hedges to a one-year deal. I think that's, well, good for Austin Hedges. I saw a trade rumor. Was it Brendan Donovan from the Cardinals, who is a pretty good hitter and can play multiple positions and is under team control for about four more years, three more years? That was an interesting thing. But I want to ask you about this. I want your thought on this. And I'm probably a little biased. I'm still getting over the Oscar Gonzalez situation.
I know. I'm sorry. That room still remains open. I know you a tear drops down your cheek every time you walk by and see that perfectly manicured bed.
Would you not want to see more of John Kenzie Noel before you think about putting somebody else in right field on a regular basis, taking away at bats? I think he's the type of guy, and I know the whole swing and miss thing. I thought he was okay. He obviously has some power.
Mm-hmm. He's got an arm.
His defense is so
faster
much
faster than you think.
He's so much better than you would think as an all-around player for a guy who's 6'3", 250, and looks like nothing but a masher. He's not. Now, his batting average is not real good.
He does swing and miss a lot, and I'm cool with swing and miss. I can get over that if you're going to hit the ball over the fence.
My God, he had some phenomenal moments for us. Postseason, he was outstanding on one swing. Overall, he hit .095 in the postseason.
Yeah, but it led to everybody having arguably some of the best home run calls of their career, which will forever go down.
On that home run, all you had to do was this. That was it. That's a good home run call.
Brian Anderson saying Merry Christmas. Rafa singing Feliz Navidad was an all-timer if you could find that call. That was so good.
Wouldn't you want to see more of this guy?
It's outstanding.
Because if you make a trade, and I get the idea of going out and getting a bat. I get that. But I kind of want to see if he can't be the guy.
So the question I have when it comes to Jenkinsie Noel is a parallel question with another position, which is, what are you doing at first base?
And DH? I think three spots might be tied together.
Well, because your DH thing might be solved, because I don't know how much of David Fry you're going to see this season. So
we don't know how
some of your DH woes.
And we don't know how much of David Fry we're going to see at the beginning of the season, so you might need somebody.
Right. And if he does come back, because with that UCL surgery that he had done, he's done for the year in the field. So I don't know if they're going to be rolling to be like, hey, man, we need you to come back because we need your bat in the lineup. I don't know, because he cooled off in the second half pretty.
He was phenomenal in the first half, made the All-Star team, and in the second half he was a nondescript journeyman.
Yeah, it felt like the fall, autumn breeze coming in about July for him.
But still had some great moments. Still had some great moments. We'll talk a little Guardians with Brian Anderson. Brian's coming up next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.